One of the more troublesome lines, I think, in the majority opinion from the recent Supreme Court case Obergefell was where Justice Anthony Kennedy lays out this kind of fundamental right that every American, within certain prescribed limits, is able to define and exercise their identity. To define and exercise their identity. How do you do that? How do you define yourself? My contention would be, and I think the church's contention is, nobody defines themselves ever in terms of their identity. You discover your identity, and you do that in conversation, really. That conversation that begins when you're born. But you don't really define your identity. We would say your actions can define you, but your actions aren't your identity. If you steal, your action defines you as a thief. But that's not who you are. That's not your identity, your core identity, right? Because your core identity, who you are, is laid up in the mystery of God. God creates you. God calls us into being. We don't ask to be called into being. It is laid upon us and given as a gift. So we never really know exactly who we are. We discover it. When you're young, and let's say, well, I'll give you an example. My mom. She says that she started praying for her husband when she was in the eighth grade. She wanted a good man, and she wanted a large family, and she thought, and I want to be married young enough to have a large family. So, and I think the nuns had told her, you should start praying for your spouse now. So she says in the eighth grade, she started to pray for whoever her husband was going to be. But did she know, by definition, what kind of wife she would be? What kind of mother she would be? No. You can't define that. You can't define who you are because who you are is discovered in the midst of that conversation of life. You only find out if you're heroic when the situation presents itself. You only find out if you're willing to self-sacrifice when the opportunity comes. You only discover pieces of your core identity not by what you've decided and done, but what you realize you have been given and missed, what you have taken advantage of, and what you have been irresponsible in. It's only in the interplay between those two that you discover that you're both loved and unworthy of love, that you can be both a gift to others and selfish, that you can find that you are both one who has a transcendent, eternal longing, and yet is rooted in the finite and doesn't want to leave it. Our identity is rooted in that mystery of our being created in the image and likeness of God, and while our actions might define us, they are not our identity. So, as a Catholic philosopher, theologian, I have a great deal of trouble with this idea that somehow you have a right to define and exercise your identity, because it's an impossible thing to do. It doesn't make sense for us as Catholics. How do we define ourselves? We do it every Sunday, right here. And in defining ourselves by our actions here, we actually discover our identity. We come to Mass, and what is it that we say? The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Already the conversation has begun, this exchange, in a sense, of the idea and the knowledge that Christ and the Spirit of God is in our midst, and we are supposed to be community in that. All of a sudden, my identity is rooted in something other than my personal sense and my personal relationship with God, It's already rooted in the idea that God has called to himself a community of persons, the church, the elect. And then we immediately say, let us acknowledge our sins. And in acknowledging our sins, we acknowledge God's mercy and our identity as being loved and saved and forgiven is rooted in that. And we immediately move into the Gloria. Our identity as rooted in God gives rise to a hymn of praise. We listen to the word of God. We offer our sacrifice of prayer and praise, and God gives himself to us in the Eucharist. We discover our identity here as long as we're willing to believe. As long as we don't define the limits that Jesus has. In our gospel today, he goes to his own, which is us. But he could do no great work for their lack of faith because they had already defined him. You're the carpenter's son. We've lived with you. We know you. You weren't this special when you were 15. What makes you think you're so special now? Right? We've lived with Christ. We know him. I come to Mass every Sunday. Nothing great happening there. I do it. I go. I'm happy to kind of go. I get a little bit out of it some Sundays not. Same dynamic, possibly. Or we could come to Mass and seek to come to Mass like those we heard last week, hungering for Christ's healing presence, having faith that Christ, in fact, will give us our identity in him, will give us that healing, that wholeness of self-knowledge and wisdom. So today, as we celebrate this Eucharist, we can ask ourselves, and maybe pay attention throughout the week, who do you listen to? Who defines you? What do you allow to establish your identity? How do you identify yourself in the world? And then to realize that just as the little child who, when you say, who are you? They say, well, this yesterday at family picnic. Who are you? Well, I'm Isabel. Well, Isabel, who's Isabel? That's me. And then if you press her, she might say, and she's young enough to not really get to this without some help, you know, my dad is, my mom is. But at the end of the day, you ask a little kid, and even as they get a little older, who are you? They don't have anything to say because they haven't allowed anything to define them yet. Because their whole future is open. At least their future here on this earth. As we get older, we allow what we've done to not just define, but to become our identity. When in reality, our response should be just the same as that little child. Because we don't know yet who we are fully in God. And our future is completely open. The future that we have in God for eternity. So, who are you? Your baptismal name, your baptismal grace, your baptismal identity. That's who you are. And the rest, we say, of course, is a conversation that you have between you and God. So as we celebrate this Sunday, let us ask for the grace, specifically for that faith that allows us to continually enter into that conversation with the Lord and for us to find out who we are really in him.